You're listening to SBS News.
The CPSU survey working during the pandemic, led by researchers at the CQ University and the University of New South Wales, gauged the opinions of 6,000 public servants across Australia. Only 11% of those surveyed wanted to work from home all the time, 39% some of the time, 30% most of the time, and 14% only on occasion. Better work-life balance was also cited by 82% of respondents who appreciated the extra time for themselves and their family. 56% said working from home also helped them undertake caring responsibilities. Dr. Sue Williamson is a senior lecturer in human resource management at the University of New South Wales and one of the authors of the report. She says working from home still highlighted that caring responsibilities largely fell to women.
Some of the research shows that women still undertake the majority of caring, so they're doing a double shift still, and they're picking up the caring responsibilities. They're doing the homeschooling, and so working from home has that potential to increase gender inequality in terms of work and family and domestic responsibilities. But our research shows that men are also engaging in home activities and taking on caring responsibilities. So it could also be beneficial for gender equality, and this is an area that needs more research.
The survey only covered those working in the public sector. Other research released by Roy Morgan in late June showed over 4.3 million people, or about 32% of working Australians across all sectors, had been working from home since the pandemic shut down large parts of the Australian economy earlier this year. Dr. Sue Williamson says while the survey revealed 56% of people were more productive working from home, people also reported working longer hours.
People are working more hours, which is a downside of working from home. So over a quarter of respondents said to us that their working hours had increased and their workload had increased. And while we know that there was a big surge in workload because of COVID, and you know, especially for public servants, this is something that employers and organisations will need to keep an eye on, that people aren't working long hours if they're working from home.
Working from home isn't an option for everyone. For example, few of those working in industries such as retail, agriculture and transport and storage can do so. For many small businesses, working from home is simply not an option. Peter Strong, the CEO of the Council of Small Business of Australia, says while there are benefits and negatives for both employers and employees, both should remain flexible.
Working from home has its good points. So there is an issue about whether everybody likes to work from home. And I think we need to have a look at these surveys and just say, well, hang on a minute, will you be happy working from home for the next 12 months? And, you know, just get people thinking about the long term, that being at home by yourself, you know, even if you're the biggest introvert in the world, it can get quite lonely. So there's some of the considerations that we have to look at as we look at the way the world's changing, the way the world of work continues to change.
The CPSU survey revealed 26% of respondents said they had responsibility for managing staff, with 91% of managers saying their staff were more productive or as productive working from home. 37% said they were much more likely to approve working from home after the pandemic. Melissa Donnelly is the National Secretary of the CPSU. She says what the research shows is that the public sector has been able to do its job very effectively over the past few months, with the current arrangements acting as a catalyst that could inform future change.
And what the last few months in the public sector show is that we should be able to trust, and we can trust our workers to work in these arrangements. In fact, the research shows that people are actually more productive, and we should have trust in our workforce. We should have trust in these arrangements, and we really need a reset on this. It shouldn't be something that is seen only for certain workers or something that managers actively encourage against.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.